Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If this is the beginning of the end for Jalen Hurts, and yes, like that's just in and of itself, it's funny. Like he was the Super Bowl MVP 10 months ago.
Yep, my bad. Okay. Yep. Yeah.
10 months ago, he's the Super Bowl MVP. Now this is the beginning of the end. We'll see. He references Carson. He's talking about Carson Wentz. Can we bounce around to a few quarterbacks? And you tell me. And I'll tell you, and you all can tell us, 888-957-9570, who has maybe their best days in front of them and who has their best days behind them. And obviously the number one we want to get is Brock Purdy. You think Brock Purdy has his best days in front of him or his best days behind him?
In front of him, hashtag he'd better. Because his 53 per hasn't even kicked in yet. And the Jalen Hurts part of it, and maybe we'll throw that out there as the launching point for all of this, but just looking at his contract, if you want to go ahead and be done with him, WIP radio host.
Oh, you're screwed.
Well, if you want to do a post June 1st release, the dead cap is $72 million next year.
Ow.
And 45 the year after. So your cap hits, your cap gobble is a Joey Chestnutian day at the office with hot dogs.
Okay, so that's obviously really, really bad. But back to my like point that I've constantly made that you like to make fun of, which is cap schmap.
Right.
One team recently did this. They recently went, you know what? We hate our quarterback so much that we are just going to eat a big pile of cement and we're going to deal with it. We'll deal with the consequences. We're going to be paying bajillions of dollars for absolutely nothing. It's going to mess up our cap, but he can't be our quarterback, so we've got to do something else. That team is called the AFC one seed. That team is the Denver Broncos. They are 11-2. They found a quarterback on a rookie deal who they are at least doing some good things with. I know Bo Nix has been a little polarizing, but I still live in the world of you can do anything you want. You can do it. It just puts you know what into it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's ideal, but you can do it. And I don't know if the Eagles will do it. That is a very fickle town, obviously. But yeah, I'll agree with you there. Best days are ahead of Brock Purdy. I don't know if team result. Best day, I don't know if he's ever going to go to a Super Bowl again. I hope so. I hope so. Right now, I'm more focused on just better health days ahead for Brock Purdy, more consistency in terms of availability. But I don't know. Look at this. What if we went? How about if I said Mahomes? Best days in front of him or best days behind him?
I'd say behind him, honestly.
I agree with
you. I mean,
you.
His best days, does that mean that he can't still be a top seven quarterback? Of course not. But his best days were days where he was the best quarterback in football and he won three Super Bowls. So if you want to look at his best days, I don't think that anybody's best days outside of maybe Montana and Brady, has anybody's best days ever been better than his best days? I mean, Bradshaw, whatever, we can play the Troy Aikman game of people who've won bowls, but the greater point is his best days are among the best days in the history of best days. So how could you not think that Mahomes' best days were behind him? Is he going to win four Super Bowls from now to the end of his time? I don't think so.
He's had his 30th birthday.
Yep.
I mean, not that that's like the end of days by any stretch. Certainly not at the quarterback position. Hell, the Colts might start someone who's 45. 44, 45 years old. But I agree with you. I like Patrick Mahomes has probably had his best days. And I wonder if anybody will ever transfer that thought that you just heard WIP share about Jalen Hurts. I wonder if anyone will ever do that. Like Travis Kelce's going to retire. He's going to retire.
Eventually, this year.
Are we going to hear? Well, I tell you what, if you don't give Mahomes a great defense, and a great tight end, and great receivers, and a great running back. I don't know, man. It just doesn't seem to work anymore. They're 6-7.
Right.
They have a losing record at week 14.
They have a 10% chance, based on the metrics I was looking at, 10% chance to make the playoffs.
And you know what they can't claim? I know that they lost a few O-linemen this week. They cannot claim that they've been crushed by injury. Can't do it.
Not relative to other teams.
Nope. Not
even the Chargers who've lost multiple tackles.
Everybody loses people to injury, but not the way that basically teams who have really had one of those outlier seasons, like the 49ers last year, or even like what you're seeing. I don't know how you can say it, they're 9-4, but even like what you've seen this year, they can't do that. He's just 6-7.
Right.
He's just gotta wear it.
Well, it's because of what we talked about, and this is why I was so adamant in our preseason conversation, and you and I talked about the regression. They were 12-0 last year in one-score games. 12-0 in the regular season and the postseason combined. This year, they're 1-6 in one-score games. Now, that's a dramatic market correction. 12-0 was, I think, the best one-score season ever, and 1-6 is really, really bad. Probably not the worst ever, but the truth lies somewhere in the middle. And so the regression from 12-0 to 1-6 is dramatic, but that for me is a big reason why I was going to fade the Chiefs this year.
I think Lamar Jackson has his best days behind him.
Fade.
Thank you. Yeah.
I mean, this year is a real kind of bucket of cold water on the Ravens. I think Lamar's hurt. I think he's going to be better someday. And I'm a huge Lamar Jackson fan, but with his style of play and what it looks like when he does not have elite speed, I think that you'd be pretty fearful right now of where the second half of Lamar Jackson's career is going to go.
Yeah, what about Baker Mayfield? Would you say that his best days are still there? There'll be brighter days ahead because he's
Baker.
Been awesome. Baker's probably 20.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
30.
Just turned 30.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking it up.
No, I know.
He's 30. That's a pretty good guess.
I mean, yeah. I didn't think he was 28. I didn't think he was quite yet 30, but...
Baker Mayfield. I think Baker's... I think his best days are in front of him.
Yeah. It's a tough one because he's right at that spot. He's played a lot of football, and he's been playing well now for a few years. And, you know, what would be... the next level, the next gear for Baker, it would be sustained playoff success.
Playoff success, yep. Yeah. I don't even know about sustained. How about just a run?
Yeah.
Like, let's just take a run. Like, stop winning a division with 9 wins, and let's take a run.
The other one that I was thinking about as a bubble person would be Jared Goff.
Yeah.
I don't think he's 30. I think he's 29. I might have gotten that one wrong.
See, no, I think he's on the other side of 30 would be my guess. Jared Goff is 31.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, he's 31.
Just turned.
I think Jared Goff's best days are behind him.
Yeah, wow.
I don't have like a ton of evidence on that. He's still got good years left. But Jared Goff, to me, feels like a guy who, just based on math and probability, he probably missed his best chances. Went to the Super Bowl already once with the Rams. Lost. And then, I don't know, there was this game where he had... a 17-point halftime lead in the NFC title game.
Well.
And they lost it.
And again, it's they had a 17-point.
Right.
You know.
But like that.
And he made multiple throws that were to his own team that were dropped.
Oh, I don't put the loss on Jared at all. But the bottom line is the bottom line. Like, y'all had it. Y'all had it. And I don't know if they would have beaten the Chiefs or whatever, but they had it.
Yeah. What about Sam Darnold? At 28. Another one of these. Like
Sam is such a
tweener. We can look at like Bo Nix and Drake May and Jordan Love. Okay, your best days are in front of you. I get that. But to me, it becomes interesting when you look at guys like Tua and Darnold. And I mean, even Calamari.
Tua definitely behind him. Kyler Murray behind him. Sam is such a tough one. Sam's going to need to do something to where some team is going to be like, let's stop dating. Everybody's dating Sam Darnold. When are you going to be
something
like...
Something like a movie. Dating Sam Darnold.
Dating Sam Darnold. At least a reality show. Even now, what's the contract? What are you getting in Seattle? 3 years?
Yeah, 3 and 100, I think.
Okay, that's nice.
You can date me for 3 and 100.
Oh, yeah, that's the Baker contract, but it ain't 50.
Nope.
It ain't 60. And it isn't 5 years. It's 3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.